There are very few native birds left in Hawaii. Their populations have fallen prey to any number of threats to their survival. Today, about 24 species of Hawaii's remaining native birds are threatened or on the brink of extinction. One of the worst threats comes from mosquitoes as carriers of avian malaria and avian pox. Mosquitoes are notoriously hard to eradicate, though, and pesticide-based methods can cause as many problems as they solve. Cynthia King is an entomologist with the Department of Land and Natural Resources, Department of Forestry and Wildlife, who's at work on a much safer approach, the incompatible insect technique, and she's in our studio to tell us about it. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
So, pesticides have been are as problematical as you might expect in dealing with something like mosquitoes, right? It's very hard to target a specific population that you want to get rid of.
It's true that that pesticides can have some non-target effects. Mm-hmm. And right now, they are relied upon pretty heavily when control needs to be implemented. And we definitely want them as a tool in our toolbox. It is
sure.
very important.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, in the event that we could move away to a more landscape scale approach to mosquito control, I think that a lot of folks would find that there are a lot of benefits, ecological and health benefits.
And this is a pretty interesting approach because it might at first blush look like the introduction of a different species of mosquito, but that isn't the case. You're targeting a specific species with members of that same species.
That's right. So incompatible insect technique in this case would be targeted at Culex mosquitoes, and that's the mosquito in Hawaii that vectors avian malaria and avian pox.
Mm-hmm.
And really what we would be doing is taking mosquitoes from the wild population, essentially. What we're doing right now is funding research at the University of Hawaii to do this work. So mm-hmm. there are dedicated researchers at University of Hawaii at Manoa and University of Hawaii at Hilo taking these steps with these methodologies right now to essentially take those mosquitoes from wild populations, clear them using an antibiotic, and then infect them with another strain of the exact same bacteria that is naturally occurring in populations. That bacteria is called Wolbachia. And what happens is that means that the lab mosquitoes that have been infected with additional bacteria cannot mate successfully mm-hmm. with the wild type populations.
Because these mosquitoes, like many other creatures, have bacteria within them, just as humans do.
That's right.
That aid in digestion and things like that.
Exactly. So in mosquitoes, there are a wide variety of bacteria that can be found. Wolbachia specifically that we're talking about in this instance is present in about 60% of all insect species out there, mm-hmm. and mosquitoes carry it. And research that's already been done by USGS researchers here in Hawaii has shown that Culex mosquitoes carry just two different strains of the Wolbachia bacteria in the populations that are here.
Mm-hmm.
And so really all we would need to do is introduce to them a third type that would prevent them essentially from being able to reproduce with mm-hmm. the wild type mosquito. So it doesn't involve any other manipulation. It's the exact same species with bacteria that are actually already occurring here in Hawaii as well. But it can achieve this mosquito birth control, this incompatibility. And it's really important to point out that, you know, these mosquitoes, if you gave both male and females of the same species the same bacteria, they would still actually be able to mate. So the goal is just to give them a different bacteria so that they can't mate with the wild type mosquitoes successfully.
But the ones that you have harvested from the wild and then bred in the lab, they're not sterile. They can breed with their own kind that have the same bacteria inside them. They just can't breed with the wild mosquitoes. So you breed them in the lab, reintroduce them, and then that brings the mosquito population down.
That is how the technique works. And mm-hmm. I just want to be really clear that right now, one of the reasons that we did the press release last week and wanted to talk about this exciting project is because right now it is just in the laboratory stage, but we wanted to make sure the public was aware that this is a methodology that we hope can be employed in the future and has the potential of saving our Hawaiian forest birds, which are really teetering on the brink of extinction. But yeah, at this point, it's really just in the lab. So the researchers at University of Hawaii at Manoa and University of Hawaii at Hilo are just in the process of having the cultures of those wild-type mosquitoes that they brought in, clearing them with the antibiotics, mm-hmm. and they will be infecting them with the additional strains of the same bacteria that they typically carry, and then do those tests to make sure that they are incompatible. And ultimately, that's what we're looking at right now at this phase of the project.
Because the science makes a lot of sense.
It does. And, you know, this science is actually being not just researched but applied all over the world right now. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of very successful projects that have already implemented this. The Eliminate Dengue program is currently on the ground and active in Australia and Brazil, Colombia, Indonesia. Mm-hmm. I think they're just starting a new project in India. And they're actually looking at Wolbachia in that case as a way of changing vector competence, which means that they actually, by introducing the same a different bacteria, but in the same manner that we're talking about, they can affect the mosquito's ability to transmit diseases. In this case, dengue fever is what they've been targeting for public health. But the other way that Wolbachia can be used is to do this incompatible insect technique, mm-hmm. where what you're doing is really trying to drive those populations down for really successful landscape scale control, just drop those mosquito populations. And the thing about it is it is something that has to be applied or conducted again and again in the event that we were going to move toward any field operations. What they've shown in other areas is that you need to do this successively to achieve control. Mm-hmm. And I should mention that it actually is already being done in the United States as well, to that incompatible insect technique to achieve population control. It's being done with a different species of mosquito, one that's of public health concern, Aedes albopictus. But those mosquitoes have actually already been released in Los Angeles, Kentucky, and I believe trials are going on in Florida and New York as well right now.
So there's every reason to anticipate success, Cynthia.
Absolutely, and that's one of the reasons that we're so hopeful that this technique could possibly, stop the extinctions, at least at the pace that they're currently progressing.
Let's hope so. Thanks so much. Cynthia King is an entomologist with the DLNR Department of Forestry and Wildlife. She manages the Hawaii Invertebrate Program and works on projects relating to insect pest species that have significant ecosystem impacts.